All right, it is your turn to weigh in, to air it out, to get it off your chest if you need to. And if you do, you should. So call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and definitely you don't want to be one of those. All right, you ready? Call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. It is time for What's Bugging You. It is 722 right now. Happy Tuesday. Let's go to Duda, man. What's bugging you?
Since the fall of Assad in Syria, this guy that took over, he shaved his beard and put on a suit and called himself a moderate. Well, there's a genocide going on in southwestern Syria right now where the Jews and the Christians are being wiped out. And they need to put out some fatwa where you can take sex slaves so the people are flocking to that area, the bad guys. It's not being reported. There's 11,000 U.N. troops in Damascus, and they're doing nothing. Well, you know, I agree with Trump. We shouldn't be involved in foreign entanglements, but this is a travesty what's going on. And if you want to really know anything about it, go to TousiTV, TOUSITV, because there's a genocide going on right now, and it's not being addressed.
All right. I don't know what you're doing with your phone, man, but it is like feeding back. Is that a speakerphone?
Probably speakerphone.
Come on, man. Please don't do that. Not just you. I'm not picking on you. Just... The speakerphone didn't work for this.
Yeah. No, they don't work. They don't work.
But and I didn't want to lose you because you were talking about some valuable information. Southwest Syria and a genocide going on. What a mess that place has been for a while now, right? Good morning, Lisa. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I don't know if it's really a bugging me thing, but it's that cottage cheese comment you made earlier. I can understand the texture issue, but you can't eat cottage cheese alone. You got to eat it with fruit. And it's real good with, like, the pieces of chunk pineapple. Total difference in what cottage cheese will taste like. So try it with fruit next time. That's all. You guys have a good day.
You know, the one and only time which I actually didn't completely not like it, yeah. I believe it was mixed with pineapple.
Right.
And I love me some pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
And if you like cheese, stand by. I'll explain at the end of this segment. Good morning, Mercedes. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Great show. Two things. So President Trump should be going to New York and doing a rally to get the Republican vote ready to go. And this guy that's running, the socialist, Mondavi or whatever the heck his name is, all the liberal who is going to support him, they should be giving up their property first. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, yeah.
Sell that house right now. Divide it up. How many people could, you know, or subdivide the inside of the house, make
sure.
it apartments?
Well, just make some room.
What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob McGregor. I do the pineapple with cottage cheese all the time myself, too. But what's bugging me is, although Thomas Homan and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement have done an excellent job cleaning up the Home Depots of the nation, I think it's time for him to turn his attention to the hotels, because although I speak fluent Braille, I'm tired of requiring a translator when I stay at any hotel pretty much anywhere in America besides the front desk. Thanks, guys.
That's interesting. You know, I take notice of things like that, and I have to say that actually over the last couple of years, I've encountered more fairly fluent English speakers in mm-hmm. hotels.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's because I only talk to the hookers, but that's another story. 877-975-9825. Call in now, and good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Our nation is a republic. We're governed by laws. Barack Obama and his minions did treasonous acts to this country. If he's not brought to justice, our republic will be gone, because that means our laws are null and void. The most serious thing that has happened to this country is a sitting president conducted intelligence operations with other nations against a coming president. This is a very grave matter. This is above everything else. And if, Bob, if we don't see this come to justice, then our republic has fallen. Thank you.
I think you're exactly right. I really do. And a lot of this will have to do with the intelligence community as well. We'll dig into that coming up in a little bit. Brian, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is the city of Gainesville spending over $500,000 for 78 trash cans. It's like, come on, really? Yeah.
But they're smart trash cans. Oh, they tell you when they're full. Oh, seriously. Yeah. I know. It's another joke coming out of Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi, good morning. What's bugging me? I'm on touch base back with the guy that just talked about the hotel workers. I don't speak fluent Spanish or any Spanish, and I'm not going to because English is my American language. But what's bugging me is the local stores managers that speak Spanish, and you're trying to ask them for something, and you can't communicate with them. That's bugging me.
Yeah, that can be absolutely a real problem.
Yeah.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participation. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, coming up next, the story of feta. It's not just for your Greek salad anymore. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.